The Sparta Elroy bike trail was closed for 2.5 weeks. It's taken that long for the state of Wisconsin and private contractors to repair the 32-mile trail. Lenore Schrader with Wildcat Mountain State Park near Ontario says it's taken tens of thousands of dollars and a lot of manpower just to get the Sparta Elroy trail open.
There were mudslides. Mud came down and slammed shut one of the tunnel doors, and then it pinned it shut. So we had to get all of that excavated out, reopened, cleaned up, and the surface had to be reworked because, my goodness, there was just literally tons of mud and rock all over the bike trail.
Wildcat Mountain State Park remains closed, but Schrader says they plan to have it open in time for the 4th of July weekend. Businesses are anxious to see tourists again. Gina Ray owns Gina's Pies R Square restaurant in Wilton, just about 2 blocks from the Sparta Elroy Trail. She says summer is when she makes money.
I feel very fortunate that in my 13 summers here, this is the first summer that the trail's ever been closed, and it just kind of reaffirms we're here to serve the bike trail and the canoers and the hikers, and man, we need them.
Meanwhile, it's unknown how long the 400 trail, which stretches from Elroy to Reedsburg, will remain closed. More than half of the Kickapoo Valley Reserve's trails are now open, and the Kickapoo River is expected to be ready to travel by canoe or kayak from Lafarge to Ontario this weekend. In La Crosse, Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.